This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver man has pleaded guilty to threatening Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Michael James Kennedy called Neguse's office multiple times last year and left voicemail messages in which he threatened to shoot the congressman over his advocacy for stricter gun laws. The messages were peppered with racist language and insinuations against Neguse, who is black. Under a plea deal, Kennedy pled guilty to retaliation against a public official, a felony, and bias-motivated crime, a misdemeanor. He also agreed to be evaluated and treated for mental health and substance use disorders. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Faculty and staff at the University of Colorado Boulder staged a walkout Thursday over low wages and high workloads. The rally was organized by United Campus Workers Colorado. Union member and graduate worker Kristen Oliver said CU salaries make it hard to afford to live in and around Boulder.
Despite choosing to live outside of Boulder in Louisville, I am still going to be spending 44% of my stipend on housing.
The university blames a lack of state funding when it comes to employee welfare. Colorado ranks 47th in the nation for higher education funding. Two environmental groups are suing the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. They say the BLM has failed to protect public lands and wildlife in Colorado and 12 other states from overgrazing. The Western Watersheds Project and Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility filed the suit. It also accuses the BLM of failing to prevent damage at national monument sites and national conservation areas in southwest Colorado. In Colorado Springs, Mayor Yemi Mobolade delivered his first State of the City address Thursday. He talked about the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs, saying it will provide billions of dollars to the local economy.
We expect to see additional growth and gains in aerospace, cybersecurity, defense, and technology, which means an influx of high-paying jobs for our residents.
The mayor asked residents to support a ballot measure this fall to help fund a new police training facility. This is CPR News.